Chapter 16, How to Improve Renewals and Retention. The Black Belt Club, BBC, Black Sash Club, BSC, or Bushido Club, BC, has nothing to do with selling belts or promising students they will get a black belt. The BBC goes right to the core dynamic of valuing what you do. Again, you are a very special professional in your town. You have worked very hard and endured significant hardship to earn your rank and position. You have a lot to teach people in this community. That's why, if you value what you do, you would do everything you can to teach only people who are serious about learning and are committed to earning their black belt. That's what the BBC is all about. You enroll a student in a 12-month new student membership to give them a chance to evaluate your school and the martial arts. It also gives you a chance to make sure the student is a good fit in your school. Believe me, when you start thinking and operating this way, you'll end up firing some students and parents. In those early stages, your job is to help them understand that whatever their goal in the martial arts or in life, the ultimate realization of that goal is in earning a black belt. You train people to black belt and beyond. That is what you do. Don't train people until green belt if you can help it. And you can help it with a good black belt club. It makes no sense for you, as someone who truly values what he or she does, to waste your time, energy, and spirit on a student who is only going to train until football or swimming season starts. Your job is to inspire the desire to earn a black belt. Early on, equate everything good with black belt. Let's line up like black belts, gang. How does a black belt punch? Wrist bent or wrist straight? How would a black belt sit in your school and listen to the teacher? The goal is to create a system that monitors your students' progress and goals so you know exactly when they are ready to make the commitment to earning the black belt. In your school, that is represented by membership in the BBC, tying the BBC progress and goals into exams. Before your student's first exam, require the following survey to be turned in the week before the test. This will clearly indicate where a student is in his progress towards earning a black belt. The Student Progress and Goals Survey is great for targeting students for renewals. Student Progress and Goals Survey. Why did you originally enroll in the martial arts? This tells you what the student is seeking. You want to make sure you are providing this. If he says self-defense, but you spend all your white belt classes on forms, you may be in trouble with this student. In what ways has the program helped you so far? This is not only for you, but it's always good to have students stop and think about how they are benefiting. This also tells you what kind of job you're doing. An enthused answer could be a signal he's ready for BBC. A less enthusiastic answer could mean you still have work to do. What are your long-term goals with the program? Of course, we want to see black belt here, but we may be surprised to see to teach or green belt. What steps are you willing to take to achieve your goals with the program? BBC is what we'd like to see here, along with train hard and don't miss class. Please write down 3 serious goals and what you're going to do to accomplish them. This is a helpful exercise for anyone. Black belt is an answer that tells us the student may be ready for BBC. Review the survey results and schedule an appointment for the most qualified A students for a BBC presentation. Launch your BBC in 3 steps. I suggest you have your first color belt exam for a new student within the first 6 weeks of training. Get color around a student's waist as soon as you can so they can feel they've made some progress. I use the gold belt as the first belt instead of yellow. Yellow is associated with fear and cowardice, while gold is something we all want. The 3-step process of creating BBC students works in conjunction with the exam cycle. Our goal is to find students who are highly qualified to join the BBC, which means they have set black belt as a goal, they're willing to train at your school to earn that black belt, they have the support of their family for this goal, they are ready and willing to pay additional tuition for membership in the BBC. The key is that when you sit down at a BBC conference, you want to know that this person is fully qualified. You don't want to make a BBC presentation and then hope you're talking to the right person. There are 2 reasons for this. You want to present your BBC as being a prestigious club that students can get into only with their instructor's recommendation. If you offer the BBC to unqualified students, you give the impression that you are desperate. Students who are not ready for the BBC know they are not. Everyone knows what the requirements are because a good BBC is highly visible within the school. Making a more expensive tuition presentation to a student who is not qualified creates tension and can deteriorate your relationship with the student. Unlike the prosecution in the O.J. Simpson trial, you want to make sure the glove fits before you ask him to try it on. Step 1. Every Monday, or at least once a week, go through all of your student attendance cards with your staff. Briefly discuss each student with your team. How's he doing? Why has she been missing class? Rate each student A, B, or C. A-rated students are like us. They enjoy the martial arts, they don't miss class, and they have a great attitude. B-rated students are good students, but not as visibly enthused as the A students. They may come to some special events, but not all. Their attitude may be good, but a bit inconsistent. C-rated students seem to be less motivated. They come to class less than they need to in order to progress, and they seldom, if ever, come to special events. These students are at the highest risk for dropping out. By the end of the rating, you will have 3 piles of cards. Target your C students for private lessons or extra attention to prevent them from dropping out. Target A students for potential BBC presentation appointments. Step 2. When you get the student progress and goal sheets back, look for students who have set black belt as their goal. Match those students to your A pile. A-rated students who have set black belt as a goal are prime candidates and usually are quick to upgrade their program to BBC. B and C-rated students who turn in progress and goal sheets with black belt listed as a goal need to be carefully considered before receiving a BBC presentation. Many people set goals they have no real intention of following through on. These goals are often more of a wish than a goal. We all have a goal of being rich, but if we're not willing to do the work to become rich, then it's just a wish. This is not to say a B or a C student would never upgrade to BBC. It just means that your odds are less with them, and their joining could water down the prestige of the program. I suggest you stay focused on your A students for BBC presentations. Step 3. Set appointments with students for presentation of the BBC membership. A good example of a BBC presentation is on my CD and DVD, The Black Belt Club Upgrade. I show a BBC presentation, then replay it and stop the presentation to explain why I asked certain questions the way I did and how I overcame the price objections. You can get a copy at the Moda store.